as they come now towards the home stretch. And Bewley's Bury with Snowy Morning the outside. Bewley's Bury, Snowy Morning. King John's Castle is making late headway as well. Bewley's Bury has snoken a two-length lead. Snowy Morning is his stamina beginning to ebb. Comply or Die in third with Chelsea Hollow. Slim Pickings with a big run. And then come King John's Castle. This is the second last in the John Smith 2008 Grand National. And Comply or Die jumps to the front. It's Comply or Die from the far side, Snowy Morning. Here comes King John's Castle. They've only got one to jump in the National. And Comply or Die jumps to the lead by two lengths to Snowy Morning. On the outside is King John's Castle. They're coming towards the elbow. What a race we got in hand here. Comply or Die. King John Castle is the big danger. The inside for Snowy Morning. They've got 150 yards to go. Comply or Die. King John's Castle. They're all out under a drive. Comply or Die wins the National. Comply or Die. King John Castle for second. Snowy Morning was third. And we're just waiting on the fourth to finish. It's Slim Pickings. Comply or Die has done it. Well, what a race. You wouldn't believe it. He's ridden an absolute pearler, Timmy Murphy. Comply or Die, winner of the Ida Chase at Newcastle. An unbelievable performance. What a great run from King John's Castle. What a run from Snowy Morning. Phil, I've blown my gasket here. What a race.
Bewley's Bury. Led at the 18th fence last year, but then tipped up four fences later. He's normally a sound jumper and has been aimed at this race all season, but I'm still not sure whether he stays this kind of trip. And at a fairly short price, I think there are better each-way alternatives. Point Barrow. Went off favourite last year following an immense gamble, but got no further than the first fence. Good ground has always served him best, so his third last time out at Dromore in Ireland in his prep race on soft ground was a cracking run. Stays well, and a clear round would see him run a huge race this time around. Snowy Morning. Arguably has the best weight in the race based on his career form and remains open to plenty of improvement, with the horse being few miles on the clock. Problem is both his jumping and his stamina, I suspect. Such negatives lead me to think he is not a Grand National horse. Mr. Pointment. Absolutely waltzed home to win the Beecher Chase over these fences in November. But the handicapper has taken note of that performance and given him a very heavy burden to carry. Subsequently was behind Cloudy Lane at Doncaster, and I think he has too much weight to win this. Butler's Cabin. Was all the rage for this race after winning the Irish Grand National last year. But his runs this season have been massively disappointing. That could be as much down to the poor form of the stable as the horse, and a return to form would make him a big player here. He's an interesting outsider.
Just to go there and compete and do it well is plenty good enough for me.
State of play in My Will and Pre-Sleep. That's the 1-2-3. They've only got the one more to go in the National, and the whips are up. It's outlandish. It's massive. They're under pressure. Here they come down towards the last. Comply or Die takes it in the lead and is quickened away. Comply or Die on the inside. Here they come down towards the elbow. They come down towards the elbow. It is Comply or Die, but on the outside, taking up now is Monmode, and Monmode quickens. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lengths clear. Monmode's going to win the National. Comply or Die, brave in second, and down the stretch they come. Liam Treadwell, what an unbelievable performance. Monmode, second in the Welsh National 3 years ago, wins the National. Comply or Die for second, My Will for third, and State of Play for fourth. A massive outsider. The bookies have done the business, and the smile on Liam Treadwell's face, you better believe it. It's longer, larger, wider, bigger than the Mersey Estuary, and he has landed an unbelievable touch. Momo wins it for the 2009 John Smith's Grand National at 100-1.
It's all about just getting in that rhythm, and you need a bit of luck on the way around. And I've got all that really, so it just worked out smashing for me. Coming under the stands there, Yeah, there was nearly a tear there because it was absolutely fantastic.
The greatest show on turf. City. City. Sport.